Report shows Russia did seek to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, but there was no collusion with the Trump campaign.
The Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller evaluated 10 episodes for possible obstruction of justice. Mueller reported that Trump had also been agitated at the special counsel probe from its earliest days, reacting to Mueller's appointment by saying it was, in his words, the end of his presidency. North Korea says it no longer wanted to deal with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and said he should be replaced in talks hours after it announced its first weapons test since nuclear talks broke down. Kim Dong-yup at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies.
If South Korea keeps this weapon test separate from their efforts toward developing inter-Korean relations and establishing peace and continues their work, then the inter-Korean relations will improve. I do not think the weapon test will have any impact on holding the next inter-Korean summit.
Voting in the second phase of India's general election on Thursday remained largely peaceful amid massive security and a lockdown in parts of the main city in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The Indian election is taking place over 6 weeks in the country of 1.3 billion people and concludes May 19th. Indian officials said the turnout was over 60% across 13 Indian states where voting had taken place. This is VOA News. Unofficial results in Indonesia's election show that incumbent President Joko Widodo leads by a comfortable margin against challenger Prabowo Subianto. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Indonesia woke up to the prospect of five more years of President Joko Widodo on Thursday. The so-called quick counts showed him winning with around 54%, but early results haven't stopped challenger Prabowo Subianto from declaring victory himself, just like when he narrowly lost to Widodo in 2014. Widodo acknowledged on Wednesday the results pointed to a win, but urged his supporters to wait for official results in May.
That was Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks. A time-lapse camera installed just hours before Monday's devastating blaze at the Notre Dame de Paris may contain vital clues as to what caused the inferno. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
Footage from the camera placed on the northern bell tower is now in the hands of investigators. Mark Eskenazi, a representative for Europe Echafaudage, told Reuters footage shows the first smoke coming out of the spire's base. He said pictures were taken at 10-minute intervals beginning at 2 p.m. on Monday before the fire. So far, authorities have said the fire appears accidental, although they have not ruled out arson. Police sources say an electrical fault is one possibility. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Protesters in Sudan called for new street demonstrations to pressure the ruling military council to speed up the transition of power to a civilian government, as the new rulers announced the arrest of former President Omar al-Bashir's two brothers on corruption charges. The arrests were part of a broad sweep against officials and supporters of the former government. The Sudanese military ousted Omar al-Bashir last week after 4 months of street protests against his 30-year rule marred by conflict, civil war, and corruption. The CEO of Boeing said in a video posted on Wednesday, an official engineering flight test of the updated software for the 737 MAX 8 has been completed.
This team of Boeing pilots, engineers, technical experts, and our partners were comprehensively testing the software to make sure that it does the job, and they're taking the time to get it right.
Boeing 737 MAX 8 has been grounded since a March 10th Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157 people and an earlier crash of a Lion Air flight that killed 189 people. All 29 people killed in a tour bus crash on Portugal's Madeira Island were German, according to Portugal's foreign ministry. The bus was carrying 55 people, all German tourists, and a Portuguese driver. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA One. The best music. The best music today.